started on Thursday. Last week on Thursday from Harrison Island, and I'm just past Northern, and I'm not far. I'm in Meckering Town. Not far where the old earthquake happened here in 1968.
And I believe the locals there have been looking after you.
Oh, the locals are beautiful here in Meckering. They're better than the ones in Northern.
Why did you decide to embark on this journey to Parliament House?
I think because something like this has never been done before. No one has never walked across the whole entire nation for justice in the human history. And so I decided to walk on this, to do this and see how it goes, because we don't even know ourselves what we are doing, but we're starting to realise that it's created a lot of attention, this walk for justice. It has started to go around the world, like in America and Canada and Germany, and the world is watching this walk, and now it just finally made the newspapers around Australia yesterday, and people are reading about the story while I'm doing this big massive walk for justice across the whole nation.
Most definitely, and they're interested. I'm one of those people, and that's why I'm talking to you this morning. You talk about justice. What are you seeking for your people?
I want things to start improving for our mob up all around across Australia, because at the moment, this government is actually saying they want to do things for us, and then next minute they don't do it for us. It's like they're ripping us off all the time. And you think to yourself, why the heck is a lot of our people living in poverty out in communities? They're not packed up in houses, and they get away with mining the land and making billions of dollars, and they only give our people maybe a couple of thousand into the money bank thing when they're for royalty money. And they tuck billions, and they keep billions of dollars in their pocket. And then on top, the government thinks they know what's best for our people by trying to give us recognised, and we don't want to recognise. We want a treaty. We want to start making things right for our people and ending homelessness and ending poverty out in communities and then looking after the land and protecting sacred sites. The other issues I get annoyed with is with the Aboriginal Indigenous Affairs, the Department of Aboriginal Affairs, that register sacred sites on their list and allow mining companies to go ahead and go mining sacred sites without the permission of elders, then pollute the land and pollute the rivers where we have to drink the water, and makes our people sick.
Clinton Pryor, you mentioned homelessness in there, and you know what it's like to be homeless. After your father passed away, you found yourself in a homeless situation for 2 years. What was that like?
It was difficult at the beginning, but I was going place to place, like sleep couching and, just sleeping underneath the bridge. The best way I got myself well educated, I never went to university or anything. I read books underneath a bridge for 2 years. And that's how I learned my education. And when I went to the island to go protest for the forced closure of remote communities at the beginning of last year, I started to get that knowledge and more leadership way of how to fight for our people, fight for our people's rights. So I decided, I might as well go on this bigger walk across all these communities and do it the old way, proper way. I don't need to go walking on a nullarbor like everyone else does and trying to do it trying to make the history books and trying to make, records and doing it for funding for, homelessness. But I'm walking for something different. I'm just sick and tired of just going around in circles. Let's start making things work this time. We just gone around in circles here, and this government knows that, and they don't care. The government don't actually give a crap. As long as they're making money for themselves and making money for their goddamn greedy-ass friends, the mining companies, they don't care. We know that. All of us know that.
Clinton Pryor, I also read that you're wanting to stop into Aboriginal communities and you're wanting to hear from the elders and take their message to Canberra as well. Have you managed to meet with any elders along the way?
Oh, a fair bit. I met up with Leon Davis's dad, the famous ex-club Collingwood player from, they used to play for Collingwood, Leon Davis. His dad came down his parents came down and they told us wicked stories and about Northern and what happened around in Northern areas back in the days, 40 years ago, when it used to be the Blackfellas were living there and with the pipeline that was built from through Perth to Kalgoorlie. He was telling us all the stories and the history about Northern, because we only just started this journey And this walk, every day it's getting bigger and bigger all over Facebook, and more people are starting to recognise what are we doing. And someone's got to do something. So I'm just thinking, well, we've got to might as well just do a big massive walk across this country and get all knowledge from elders. So once I get out to the desert area, like the gold fields, I'm going to be camping at communities with elders and then, and I want to know what's going on and stand up for them and speak for them at Parliament House, because we're all on the same boat and we all, it's time for all our people now to start working together and start uniting, and that's the only way we're going to make things right for our people.
You're also a very strong spiritual man, and I believe you'll be following song lines as you make your way across to Canberra. Can you explain what song lines means to you, and how you will follow that across the country?
It's walking in the footsteps of our old people back in the old days, and most of our people, most of our people have forgotten that old ways and have given up too. Like, for example, like the modern world that we're living in these days, and most of the young generation wants to live like rappers and singers, and they don't want to party a lot. And none of our people do not know the ways of the old ways. So what I'm doing is showing an image of a way that, okay, I'm going to go walk across this country, and I'm walking in my footsteps of my old people and my ancestors, how they walked across this country, and also it will give me that knowledge and the wisdom that I need to... once I get to Parliament House, I'll be like all painted up like my ancestors with a big beard and long hair, and go confront the Prime Minister, and I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind. Even the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs, he's supposed to be doing a goddamn good job, and he's not doing a good job. And so someone's got to put their foot up their ass, and I'm actually let them know that he's not doing a good job. And I'm sorry for saying that, but I'm taking the bat to speak the truth.
What is your main message going to be to the Prime Minister? What will you say to him when you first meet with him face to face?
It's time for them to listen to our elders and to the people and to all the communities out there. Every community is fighting for things to get better for them, all our people across Australia. And every time we're trying to get things better for us people, it's always that we have to listen what the government thinks they know is what's best. I think it's time for them to listen to us and actually give what we want for what... Because we only know what we know what best is for our people. The government doesn't, and it's time for them to listen to us. And it's time for them to listen to our elders and listen to community leaders and that, and sit down around the fire, you know, proper way. Don't go sitting around a table in an office with a suit on. You go sit down outside at the bush then, sit around a fire like proper way, and that's... And have a proper yarn and have a cup of coffee and that. That's proper way. And and I think it's time for them to listen to us. If they don't listen to us, then I'll just prove the point that this government actually don't care. And then it's time that we might as well start forming an Aboriginal political party group that we do, so that our people can vote our own people into Parliament and represent us. We can't trust the Liberals if they don't start putting their acting together.